We got a big old weekend to get you all squared away for.
It's the weekend update.
And what is ever worthy of your weekend? Well, we have the weather, and we have the final weekend and days of the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. Of course, grounds admission tomorrow's totally free.
Yes.
You can just waltz on in there. Good stuff right there. Final performances, too, of the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo Pro Rodeo Tournament. We'll have a full report for all that coming up. Hank FM will be on the Midway. Our little party patrol will be there today and tomorrow to finish out the stock show strong. Other cool notable things about going on at the stock show. The very rare, completely all-white buffalo named Mo.
Mo.
Mo. Mo is the buffalo's name.
Mo.
He didn't move. But he will be out there, part of the Plains Capital Bank exhibition there. So that's cool to see. And then we have some auctions that took place yesterday. First of all, the Junior Barrows. And we have a championship barrow. That would be the pigs. And congratulations. Out of Corsicana, Texas, 290-pound-plus heavyweight crossbred, defeating 744 other entries. The Junior Sale of Champions is where they'll feature them tomorrow. Congratulations to Champion Barrow. How about this for a name? Hulk Hogan is the Barrow's name.
Yeah.
Brother. That's right. Owned and showed by Camden Montford, 13-year-old 8th grader out of Mildred ISD in Corsicana. And last year's auction, by the way, the Grand Champion Barrow sold for a nice, crisp $140,000.
Brother.
Yeah. Ooh. In fact, last year, it was a big year. Over $10 million was spent just last year on nearly 300 champion barrows, lambs, goats, and, of course, steers. And the Sale of Champions will happen tomorrow, 9 a.m., Hank Facebook Live for the very latest. Elsewhere, you've got the Olympiad. We'll dive more into that at 7:47 as we dial up our Olympic correspondent there in Italy. Interested to see how that goes. The Super Bowl is going on Sunday. Did you know that?
I think it's going to be a big game. I'm still waiting for my credentials and my first-class tickets to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And there must have been some mix-up. We'll call Kevin later and see what he says.
I got us cleared for the Puppy Bowl, but I couldn't get us into the Super Bowl, unfortunately.
I'll take that. I'll take a puppy.
But it will be the Seattle Seahawks, who, as we said, about 4.5-point favorites, whatever that means, over the New England Patriots on Sunday. Yay, the Patriots are back at it. Yeah. Who's your pick to win? Because we're not doing the Super Bowl squares, evidently, up here as a company entity.
Unless we
were excluded.
I don't know. Maybe the Patriots?
Stone Cold Lock. There it is. Put it down. Heather Lee, your sports director.
Heather Lee.
I mean, I like
confidently
the red, white, and blue.
Telling you the Patriots will win.
I mean, Seattle's just kind of, green. I don't know. I just don't really like their colors. I don't really like their aura, you know? I'm more about the all-American.
That kind
brands
of sports covers right here. I'm Hank FM.
You get what you pay for around here.
I'm going to go ahead and go with Seattle Seahawks 23-13 winners. There you go. Even gave that.
Ding, ding, ding.
Concert-wise, always big at Billy Bob's on the final weekend of the stock show. You got South Hall, formerly Reed South Hall Band, but they shortened it, you know, supply chain issues. Ooh. They'll be tonight on the stage, and our buddy Clay Walker tomorrow night. And this weekend, this is all assuming, I mean, the weather's going to be great, but it's assuming you can go anywhere because yesterday we let everybody know. TxDOT will be shutting down that stretch of I-30 in West Fort Worth, East Parker County, tearing down the Longview Avenue Bridge that drapes over I-30 just east of the 2030 split right before you get. It's that whole Chapel Creek area where the construction's just perpetually always going on. So that will close all main lanes, 9 o'clock starting tonight until 3 p.m. on Sunday. TxDOT is saying seek alternate routes or just dig a tunnel and then get you there.
But, I was thinking, there's just not enough backup over there. So maybe we could.
Well, now there won't be any because they're just not going to be allowed to drive there at all, which we shouldn't be doing anyway with everything they have going on. You've got a busy week. I know you have some very special Olympic action going on in the Heather Lee household. That was cool to see that video yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Little baby Bo, who is not such a baby anymore. I should probably stop calling him that. But we did start off, kick off with our Special Olympics practice this week with Coach Lloyd out at Tim Buchanan Field. So that was pretty exciting. And he is the youngest by far of all the contenders.
There you go.
So he is.
He's a prodigy.
I don't know when we're going to actually compete with that, but I'm sure it'll be soon. And we'll keep you updated. As will the entire Olympic Commission.
Go get them, Bob.
In the meanwhile, tomorrow morning, I'm going to be hosting the Bubbles, Boots, and Bingo.
It's
a fancy.
Very nice.
It's a brunch. It's ladies. And there's no more tickets available. But I am going to go ahead and post the silent auction info because there's some amazing prizes. Neil McCoy was nice enough to sign a bottle of champagne for us. Lots of other goodies. A brand new pair of Lucchese boots. Not to mention vacations. All those sorts of wonderful things. So go ahead and check that out. What about you, Buckner?
Well, now we don't know where we're going this weekend.
Oh, no. Yeah, because it was...
I mean, tomorrow morning, we're definitely going to be down at the Sale of Champions there at the Stock Show. In fact, I've just been messaging Terry Starnes, our friend over there at the Stock Show. We're trying to coordinate, meeting up, saying hey, hanging out there. I will not be purchasing anything, of course.
I want to see you as the auctioneer one year.
It is interesting to see, though, this event take place. And always interesting to see what new coworker we end up getting out of the whole deal.
It's going to be exciting. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
I'm interested to see if the company and the radio stations are going to end up buying us a new champion steer co-worker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Add him to the promotion staff. Maybe engineering. I don't know. Maybe he's going to start his own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's doing it.
I know. Absolutely. But when it comes down to the Super Bowl viewing, we've been corresponding with the mom and the dad on whether or not... Well, I thought we were going there, over to Carrollton.
Yeah, because that's what mom
And they came over for Christmas, so I guess if you're taking the turn and the tete-a-tete, then it's our turn to head over there. But then Dad, like 11th hour last night, texts, and it's like, hey, I know you guys, both of you get up like 3 a.m. on Monday and don't want you having to drive out so late, so how about we come there? And now I'm torn on the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So now you have to clean the house. And did he ask the question?
What?
You know the question.
No.
Did you check out the grill? Is it lined up? Is it ready to go?
The grill is always ready. It's a grill, okay?
I know he's
20 seconds of scraping. The grill's ready.
It's your dad.
That's all it is.
You love him. Just go out and give it an extra go over.
The good news is I still have plenty of bean dip from yesterday's Willow Flow for everybody.
No.
That's you and me with KB and Heather Lee. Real country.